Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Damn, it is shit exclusive.
Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Although that beat is fire, it's a little different. But speaking of fire, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, the DFH company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Wednesday, which means it's Witch Wednesday. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. It's Witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carry-out curbside or delivery in the Hurstborn or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner, or your game watch party. They're fully staffed, now open 7 days a week, both locations. Order online or the Witch app. Witch, superior sandwiches.
Sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes.
Everybody knows.
Mayonnaise and cheese. You're the one for me.
I feel like I'm watching like an American Pie movie every time that comes on.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
It's just got that vibe to it.
What was your favorite American Pie?
Two. Easy.
Two?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's favorites.
Yeah.
I kind of liked American Wedding. I know a lot of people didn't.
I did
but
too.
I didn't get that far. Okay.
I did too. You didn't like them?
I didn't get past 1.5. I liked it though. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Just didn't take the time to sit down. And
number two was my favorite by far. I just thought that was a great one. Yeah. Also, I want to remind people really quick, we're not forgetting Chrissy today. She is actually going to come on tomorrow in the second hour for a little bit, because it's tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
game
a
day.
Massive game.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have post game, I think.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. It's number two versus number three. So we'll have that tomorrow. So. Yeah, I loved American Pie, too, though.
I never had any K-Swiss.
I had one pair. I was, like, in elementary school or you know, it's all white K-Swiss, you know.
Yeah, just the class. What polo shirt did you wear with them?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Had a kid.
I bet.
Yeah.
Half the reason you wanted K-Swiss as a kid was because they had stickers. And like you get, like, two or three, like, you know, K-Swiss shield stickers, and then you would.
You mean the little keychain thing?
Well, no, it was just like a sticker, and you would put that on like a computer, or your snowboard, or you know, whatever. Wow, I sound so effing white. I'm gonna go.
Did
take
you
a
put K Swiss stickers on your snowboard, uh-oh, Steve?
No,
I didn't have a snowboard, but I had friends who did, and it was that and Fiji water, the Fiji Texter stickers. Those Petey were like the two that would do.
Fiji water stickers.
Yeah, I played hockey. It's a very, very, very white sport. Like, very white.
I didn't know that.
You know, I am about to put my first sticker on my truck, though, and I'm not a sticker truck guy. But I bought these Project Rocks right here.
Does it come with a sticker?
And they came with a black and white Brahma Bull. I think I'm going to put it on the back of the truck.
What are we turning into?
There you go. You're not putting any testicles on it, though, right? Are you a truck nuts guy?
No.
Does anyone actually know? Text that in, 4379.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know a truck nuts guy? Like Truck Nuts people are like Nickelback fans. Right? There's a lot of them out there. I just don't know any of them.
Steve doesn't know a Truck Nuts guy. He is a Truck Nuts guy.
You look very fratty today.
You got a haircut.
Right.
It looks good.
Speaking of Truck Nuts, that completely kills his reputation.
I was going to say.
You need a little gray hair back on, man.
I'm like, who's that 10-year-old just walking
I'm talking about Fiji Water and K-Swiss stickers, and he comes in here, and suddenly I look like Malcolm X.
Okay,
like,
I can't get this off of my brain now. Your shoe? What shoe had the keychain thing that you enjoyed the most? You remember for a while, like, it was mandatory your shoe had
a little
trinket or something?
Yeah.
The Nike Air Max used to have the bubbles. The little bubble.
Nike I never got an Air Max. I never had any Air Maxes.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Jamie did.
Intentionally?
No. I never, like, really cared about shoes that much. I was always just give me like an Adidas Superstar, like occasionally. That was like in college, that was like my go-to.
Ironically, you want to know what my like go-to shoe was? And this was early. This was before because it became like the AIs and the different ones like that. And then I got into Jordans. But early Steve, it was Sean Kemp's. I had like every pair of Sean Kemp's. The last ones I bought was the when he went to Cleveland.
I need pictures of that.
The ones.
What those look like?
I had the ones that did the zigzag up and down, and then the last ones he went to Cleveland, and he had some baby blue type ones. I got those. Those were the last ones I bought.
You know the T-Mac. T-Mac screwed it up when he charged $200.
Mm-hmm.
He screwed it up.
I had the Griffies, of course.
It wasn't a Griffey. You know what was the most wasted shoe ever?
What's that?
The most wasted shoe ever was the Randy Mosses.
Okay, elaborate on that.
Randy Mosses, because they had the crap, looked great to be a basketball shoe, but because he plays on Minnesota turf, his football bottom was designed just something that was just counted.
Huh.
I don't really know how to say this. I probably should not say this. But let me just say, I acted on my own accord. Okay. I feel like I had some of those before.
Yeah, the Sean Kemp's. Yeah, Reebok.
I acted on my
own. Let me see.
I acted on my own accord. And I
wow.
Listen, nice. I did not knowingly violate at the time. Scottie Pippen's wasn't cheap either. Yep. Grant Hill's was an underrated.
Okay,
shoe.
Clarify something for me, because were the Pippen's, they said Air down them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I had a pair of those. Okay. Yeah, okay. I had a pair of those. Now I was major shoe guy. Like I wanted shoe. I walk around school naked. I didn't care. You know, but mom, shop wherever you want for my clothes. I want some good shoes. Yeah, so I was the D Browns. But yeah, okay.
The pumps?
Yeah, the pumps. I never had those, but I love D Browns.
Did you think
kid.
The pumps worked?
Yeah, as a kid, yeah. I loved D Browns.
What about the Karl Malone catapults?
Oh, no.
Listen, the marketing campaign of the Karl Malone catapults, right? To a kid?
Yeah.
You're like, because I was older than to be a kid. But I just saw the little advertising and was like, if I was about 4 years younger,
I'd be rocking those.
Because here's the thing.
The Rain Man's.
They actually, on the box, they actually like showed like they actually looks like a catapult. So on the box, it looked like it catapults your feet. You had the jump shoes, the jump sole shoes, didn't you?
No, Clay did. Yeah.
I'm looking these up.
I'd walk in, he'd have him be jumping up on the steps, jumping down.
It's like, take those off, idiot.
That's a very 90s looking shoe.
Did you believe they worked?
I mean, he could jump, I guess, yeah.
They were LA gear?
LA gear, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the part is, you saw them things in Payless like day one. Yeah, Carl. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work. Do you know one shoe that I was?
There's the keychain, a little keychain.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of. They were the first pair of $100 shoes. Like, to me, that was a massive, massive deal. It was they cost $100. And I was like, I can't believe mom's going to give me $100 shoes. You know, and I was the only child. It shows.
Make that listen.
Emmett Smith's.
I don't even
I got those. Yeah, I bought the – when mom got me those, the Emmett Smith shoes. Yeah, I was like,
Again, Tracy. No, it wasn't – I said Tracy. It was Penny Hardaway. I think that's the one that had the $200 one. And I'm like, I'm done. This arms race, I'm done. I cannot keep going to my mom asking her for these shoes. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't compete with everybody anymore.
So I said I had purple and yellow Patrick Ewing's with the keychain.
I had Georgetown color Patrick Ewing's. They were hard.
Nice.
Concords are great. Let's see, Karl Malone catapults only work for 13-year-olds.
yeah, that's my point. but it was a good marketing campaign. D. Brown doing his pumps at a dunk contest. What about that?
I have a lot of buddies that are truck nut guys. They voted for Trump, have beards, and watch Yellowstone. Well, it's all me except the truck nuts. 3 or 4 ain't bad.
I got to get into Yellowstone, man.
I know.
I'm close.
That's awesome. Say, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, well, we need to talk about Marcus. Marcus with the Tractor Supply.
Oh, man, that place is awesome.
Yeah. Listen.
That place is awesome.
Listen. I called Steve and gave Steve the longest empathetic story that I could muster up because I'm like, listen, Steve. You know, because Steve is, you know, the Yellowstone. I see what it's doing to most people, right? Which I'm. The psychology of what Yellowstone is doing to people, right, is a godsend for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we need to tap back into our testosterone a little more on this planet. It's the nicest way I'll put it, you know? Okay, Yellowstone is helping men do that, right? I went in that Tractor Supply store out in the county. And the county neighbors, y'all know what I'm talking about. I went into that store. And Nikki, I was just going in there to get salt. Right? I get in there and I look to the right. Me want gloves. Listen, the cowboy hat, you know what I'm saying? Hey, boots, you know, give it. You know, I mean, I just turned into a Cro-Magnon. I'll never live in the city again. I'm going to be in here.
I'm going to live off the land.
Yes. I mean, it had.
With my mini chainsaw and butane lighter.
It was a Carhartt sex. It's a car. I shouldn't even be saying this out loud. There's a Carhartt section in that place where it's like I could literally buy something out of here and wear it every single day. Look, and go find a woman to wash it for once a week. You know, like that environment in there, I mean, it's boots, cowboy hats, Carhartt, everything, thick, you know, industrial strength gloves and clothes and just manly tools in there look like they would decapitate a lion, you know what I'm saying? Just like, God, this place is awesome.
The place is great.
Yeah, and
if you need camping stuff, man,
go there.
And it's like, it's not glamping, but it's like, these are like, okay, like you'll still feel rugged. Like, okay, it's like cast iron skillets,
right,
and stuff like that. So you'll be having a good ass breakfast.
They do make you cast iron skillets do give you a little.
Oh yeah,
they give you an OG feeling too.
Yeah, 100%. If you got to season the thing that you're cooking in, then you know it's legit.
That's a fact. Anything good right there?
Texter says I'm a black male. My friends told me about Yellowstone, and I was like, I'm not watching that country mess. I'm 3 seasons into it now. Love it. Texter said, y'all,
mood killer.
Who is it?
Tick Rogers.
Well, Tick's not a mood killer.
I don't know if y'all mentioned this, but Converse weapons were my favorite.
Just keep to yourself, too.
Take the Converse weapons. With the Converse weapons, Tick.
I had the Tick that. Listen, okay. Since Tick said that, okay, I bought the spinners. I had the spinner shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, like, look, if Tick Rogers can put out embarrassing shoes, I can, too. Listen.
I had Starberries.
I had the spinner. You had the Starberries?
The $15 Starberries from Steven Berries.
I walked around Bullet Lick Middle School. I was like, watch, when I walk, the rim spins. I was like, yeah.
You guys would have crushed me, man. I had, like...
And the problem is, I had a choice between spinners and the new Iversons that just came out.
Tick, the Converse weapons?
I picked the spinners.
Tick, the Converse weapons? No.
I don't know what those look like, man.
But the irony is, if you bought them now, everybody would be like...
Texture says, we have not enough, too many... Balls, not enough brains in the world. Maybe a little more science wouldn't hurt.
Wait. Read that again.
Converse
Nikki, get it. Get ready, Nikki. Get it.
That sounded like a woke text.
Get it,
I'm not sure I want to block a woke text.
I want to hear that again.
Yeah. No.
I want to hear that again.
So we can't block them.
Okay. I would have blocked you. I got outvoted on the show. Texter, I would have blocked you immediately, even if you were being sarcastic.
I can't. Marcus took his horse to the Old Town Road.
Get my music. Get my music right now. Get it.
That's right. Get it. A pot of cornbread in the same cast iron skillet is definitely special.
Get my music. Wait, did they really put that?
What?
That about a horse?
Marcus took his horse to the Old Town Road.
Get it.
We can't block them. No, I'm not blocking them. They're good texters.
Okay, never mind then. You're close, Texas. Converse weapons, Tick. No. Texas, you're good.
You're good.
Converse weapons. Okay, so Steve.
Yeah, and then right in the middle of all those texts I was reading, what's this one?
Starters tonight, Ellis, Cross, Davis, Williamson, and Curry. Subs, Faulkner, Trainer, Gabe, West. Going to try something new. I'm done with Williams, Locke, and Withers. Couldn't be any worse. I love it. It's just like right in the middle of all
that's
those.
A full breakdown.
It's a good text.
Listen, I like West out there. He's not at the bottom of my bench like that.
No, I agree. I do agree with that. I just like him as a role guy.
Yeah. I like him as Quan 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
he's better, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be Quan 4.
Yeah.
We all saw it. Talk about more testosterone.
Too much Yellowstone.
Somebody said those Converse weapons are terrible.
They're terrible.
Don't talk to us. You got to talk to Tick Rogers about that.
Right.
Texture says Old Town Road is a good song.
It is kind of catchy.
It is catchy. It is really catchy.
I'm just scrolling through weapons.
Okay. Like, are we still?
Yeah.
Shoes or?
Okay. My roster in high school, K-Swiss, Starberries, and I found about a stack of, when Pops coached at Bellarmine, old Adidas. So those were actually kind of
cool. So you were still in Adidas?
Basically. Yeah. It was all these like early, you know, or late 90s. I don't even know, like, Adidas basketball shoes, and I wore those for like my entire junior year.
About 15, 16, basketball pretty much paid for all my shoes.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So yeah, it was just like if I got some, it was just.
We always got in at Bullet Central, we would get a two team shoes and a travel shoe. So it was like we had two team shoes, but you couldn't wear them anywhere.
Right.
Those had to stay in the locker room. Like, it was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were like, no, you're not screwing up your team shoes. Like, you get nice stuff, but they got to stay in here. And, of course, they were always insanely uncomfortable until the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then the season was over. You know? So it was like, I finally broke them in, and now they're terrible. And then we would get a travel shoe. You always got one travel shoe we had to wear with our, because we'd get, like, jumpsuits and stuff. They did us well. I'll say that.
Yeah, like, really? That's
pretty
slick.
We always got
a
ton of stuff.
Look,
yeah.
I'm gonna say you sound like Louisville.
We got a ton of stuff. But, yeah, so it was somebody said you can get weapons at Ross.
the best thing in the world, man. God, the managers at the University of Louisville, when you got to campus and they gave you jogging suits and they gave you shoes and shower slippers and running shoes and just team gear. It's just like, I love that video that comes out at the beginning of the year to this day, how pumped all the kids are.
Oh, yeah. All my actual real sports friends in college, they called it Christmas. They were like, yeah, it's Louisville Christmas. I was like, wait, it's October. They're like, no, trust me, we're about to get our drip on
it. Oh, it's the best. It is the absolute best. Lineup, Steve, because somebody took us down the lineup road.
Absolutely.
You want to see more of and less of.
That's a good one. More of Sidney. Well, of Sidney Curry.
Actually, let's just take this call because we're gonna play more or less.
I'm gonna go Sidney Curry.
I'm gonna go.
We'll go position by position. Yep. Yeah, more, I like that. More or less. Sidney Curry is more.
Nikki, is that somebody we gotta take? I hated those. I hated those.
Ross Marcus, do you remember these in white, red, and black?
Yes, I hated those. I hated those.
These are my favorite shoe that you've ever worn tonight.
Those shoes cost me probably 5-6 points a game. I would have been higher on the scoring. I hated those.
Which ones? What shoes did you hate? Sorry, I was on the phone.
They're on the computer.
Some crappy.
It's your prototypical, stereotypical Converse shoe.
Oh.
Just white, high-top basketball shoe, Converse star on the side.
Okay,
red.
Put it this way. They didn't
Pops
look.
Pops loved those, they man. Didn't like look. The old-school Converse. Of course he did. And Pony. He was Team Pony back in the day.
Oh, dear God.
Duke, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I have a quick question. This may not be related.
Good.
But every time I watch a Louisville game on the ACC network or any game on the ACC network, I mean, there's a commercial with a bunch of basketball coaches in there talking about the ACC and players. What I noticed is that Chris Mack is not a part of that commercial, and I believe, if I'm correct in assuming so, Notre Dame isn't really an official member of the ACC. It just plays in the ACC, but their coach is in the ad. So my question is, why is Mack not included?
Because they hate him.
I'll listen for your response.
I appreciate the call because they hate him in the ACC.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, but listen, he was just like ACC Coach of the Year.
I don't know your answer.
When he first came in, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. But
he wasn't Coach of the Year when he first got here?
No.
For a second year?
No, but I mean, he was probably in the running.
Yeah, right? That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, more or less of.
Okay.
Quick commercial break. Midday
Sidney Curry.
Maybe.
More Sidney Curry.
Really quick, Steve, before I go to the commercial break.
Okay.
I could play Curry Man. That was I played Curry Man's entrance music from TNA when he had his going out party. Joke nobody got but me and you.
Do you think Curry could have played last game?
No. If your ankle, if you rolled your ankle, man, it sucks.
That's why we need more testosterone around the world. Quick commercial break, man. Jason Marcus, baby, on 99 The Ville. It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
That was a disaster.
You said what?
That was a disaster.
What were you trying?
I dropped it. You guys didn't hear it, but I found something on. Instead of playing the Curry Man wrestling entrance song, I found something called the Curry song, and I played it. And it was two Indian guys singing about curry, and it sounded like okay, like you know, not completely PC, but kind of funny. And then the dude was like, I effing miss you, Curry. Like, and I was like, and he swore like 9 times, and I was like, this looked like it was totally harmless. And Jack, the whole time behind me, who Jack low-key loves to be, I told you so guy. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, I told you to know bad of
low
it.
Low-key.
I told you. He's like, I told you to eject. The second you played it, I said to eject. but you insisted on playing it.
That's and a good imitation.
I was like, damn it. And Jack's 1,000% right. He was 1,000% right.
You insisted on playing it.
And I was like, Jack, no, it'll be funny. And he's like, I don't know. It's a little, seems a little offensive, and they might eject. And nope. And I was like, no, Jack, this will be gold. It'll be funny. And I played it, and then I just I panicked, and I had to play a drive song from their hot tab. So, Patty, thanks for letting me borrow Incubus to get me out of that situation.
So your screw up got us stuck with Incubus.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Magic
Sorry,
Johnson,
everybody, I'm sorry. And to all my Indian friends, apologies.
The Magic Johnson and the Larry Bird shoe. Tick, you did not wear the Larry Bird shoe.
I bet he did. Where's
that's
he from?
That's a great point. That's a great point.
It's probably all they sold. They're like, we ran that Magic Johnson crap in here. This is my prevail, baby. Yeah, it's like, we got Larry, a Larry Bird.
We don't have purple and gold.
I was going to say.
He had to order from East Bay.
Where Tick was from.
And the mailman went.
I know, yeah. They're like, yeah, they wouldn't deliver East Bay.
We ain't letting these shoes infiltrate our good fine little town.
Yeah, so I had Tick Rogers now. He's a fine little player down there. He does a good job in his Larry Birds. He plays hard defense, and that's what we like. Like, all right, man. Yeah. Mm. That's awesome, dude. Well, good for him.
Okay, yeah. More of or less of?
Okay, let's play the game.
Okay. Texters, jump in here. Callers, feel free.
Nick, did you get on USPS and order your free at-home test?
About to. Okay. Thanks for reminding me.
Fair enough.
I took one over the weekend because it's been ravaging.
Ravaging.
Some of a certain group of people that I hang out with.
Oh, well, thanks
for work.
Well,
with.
Thanks for coming in.
Came out negative though, baby.
Thanks for coming in to work.
Negative, son. Sorry. Because the Rona hates antibodies, the vaccine,
listen,
the booster, and my woke ass. There you go. Get you some Rona. Step into this neighborhood.
I needed that.
Full of science. Can't even keep a straight face.
Nicky Nye, the science guy.
Nicky Nye, the science guy.
He's not getting Rona. Okay?
Science rules.
Let me cough before we get started on this.
Okay. Let's do more.
Sorry, Marcus.
Nick really just hit me back with, oh my God, I forgot. Heavens.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go random.
Okay. Let's do it.
More of, less of. Feel free to participate, Nikki, if you want to.
Okay.
If you want to watch, even watch the games. Noah Locke.
I'm just going to be giggling this whole, between the rejoin, between the science rant, and between that little shot.
I know.
I'm going to be giggling.
Noah Locke.
This whole set. Less.
Less. But more of a role for him. Are we allowed to give caveats? Mm-hmm. Are we giving? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to say less, and I think
you're saying less and a reduced role.
Yes, but if he's knocking shots down, more. You know, I he's going to be the only one I'm going to answer like this. So just so you know, I'm not B-Hawes. Shout out to B-Hawes. Good seeing him the other day too. Hanging out.
It was good seeing.
Yeah, he's really, if y'all were wondering, he is really successful now and just left us in the dirt.
I'm going to go less. I don't think my team needs his shooting right now.
Okay.
I think we've been taking way too many three-pointers. I think we need to use our talent, get into the basket, scoring. I don't think we just, especially against Boston College. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need hot shooting. And it's one of those things, like, I think good shooting against Boston College is fool's gold.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work against tough.
Is this just for tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought we were just moving saying forward. Moving forward.
I mean, okay.
But could that kind of be both?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because if this recipe works, it might be.
Yeah, that's fair, too. Yeah. Tonight, it's kind of probably the same question.
Yeah, so I think, the Noah Locke situation, his good shooting is not what we need. I mean, it's good when he shoots good, of course.
We've lost our minds.
I just think. That's down on the totem pole of needs.
I hope Jack cuts that and they just use that just no context forever.
That'll piss me off.
I know. Hey, his good shooting is not what we need.
Yeah, I don't think this is what this team needs.
I don't need a bunch of jackasses out there hitting threes.
No, and I damn sure don't need it against Boston College.
No, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Because I already think they got a front runner attitude a lot of times.
I'm messing with you, but I 1,000% get what you're saying, especially as it pertains tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Boston College ain't good. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I mean, they're not a great team.
So any team can beat you. They're not a great team.
Well, we know that. Yeah. So if you're just out there jacking up a bunch of threes and they're going in tonight, okay, great. But we hit 15 threes. How did we get them? Was Sydney getting it inside and then kicking it out? And then cool. We can have a conversation there. But it was we were just passing it around and somebody shooting a hit. And it was like, well, we blew up Boston College and we hit 15 threes. And nothing really changed, but we just hit a bunch of shots.
Like, I don't want that press conference.
Sure.
That's going to piss me off.
I agree with you on that.
If I listen to the coach say that, it looks a lot different when shots go in. Boy, get off my stage now.
I agree with you.
Okay, L. Ellis.
More.
I'm listening.
I'd agree with that.
I just think he's playing better. His ability to get into the heart just makes it to me.
I'm used to having backwards hats on. So when I wear frontwards, I just constantly hit that.
So his ability to get into the heart of the defense, just it opens things up. I think he's one of those players that he needs to play. The confidence will get better with minutes.
And to me, he's the toughest.
Yeah.
Competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the toughest competitor. So I got those two. Jalen Withers.
Can we say push?
That's a good one.
Answer as you see fit.
That's a good one because that's kind of where I'm setting. Because I'm like, am I ready to just throw him out? Because for me, less of Jalen Withers is just setting.
Say you're approaching JJ Trainer territory.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, if I'm going to say less, I'm going to say just don't play him. We're done with that.
Elaborate.
Well, it's where I'm like, okay, am I going to say keep giving him some minutes about where he's at? Maybe
give
right
me a
now.
Number. Give me a minute number. Going into this game.
8-4-4. Yeah. Let's just see and let's see what you got. Let's see if that will motivate you.
3-3-12. I got 12.
Yeah. Okay.
I got 12.
Yeah. Let's see if that'll motivate you, because I really would like. We're going to be better if you're better.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, then to me, less is like, okay, we're done with that. We're done with that. He's gone after this year. Let's go down there. Go ahead and you can start putting out some feelers. Do what you got to do. But I'm done with that one. So let's move on. Mm-hmm. You know. And that's kind of where I'm at with that. But my God, if he would just snap out of this. Whatever it is. And maybe he don't have the ability to. I don't know.
Yeah. Matt Cross.
More. Yeah.
Just because he's a basketball player.
Yeah. Just because his attitude is basketball player.
How many minutes did he have last game? I don't remember.
Probably wasn't a ton. He seemed like he got put down in the second half.
Jalen with it. He didn't play much last game though, right? So.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Sorry. I should know this.
Yeah, I don't remember him playing much, so I'm probably. I guess I'm going more then.
Yeah. Jalen played 10 minutes last game. Matt Cross played 9.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Matt should be playing a lot more.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, I mean, if they're for whatever reason. So, yeah, I would say more with Matt Cross. But, Matt, you start hitting so many shots, though. Now it's starting to get to where it's like, okay. Don't play around with me, though. You do a lot of other stuff, though. I do like that.
Culver.
Who?
You said what?
Culver. Oh, Brad. Hey, man, if he can knock down some shots.
I thought you were talking about Butterburgers, man.
I'll go more. Get in and hit a couple threes. I'll be fine with that.
Gabe Wisniewski.
I mean, there's no less, you know, so it's like, I think more.
Do you think he should have been playing?
I mean, I think.
Would you have liked to see him more?
In very limited minutes, mm-hmm. I think he can help you. Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Yep. 3 minutes per half.
Mm-hmm. I think he can help you in that, so that would be more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. JJ Traynor.
More.
At Jalen Withers'
mm-hmm.
expense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I almost feel like, yeah, they should almost be on a,
Jay Billis knows basketball, man, and I can't get that out of my head last year. He watched us in 3 different games, and every game he said, man, y'all keep an eye on this JJ Traynor. JJ can hit, I mean, like we forget, JJ can shoot threes mm-hmm. fairly well. Like, I mean, he would constantly be like, that kid, keep an eye out on that name. You remember against Wisconsin, mm-hmm. he did it against somebody else. He was like, JJ Traynor's a name you're going to want to remember. I think you got to start letting him play. And don't just camp him out on the block and say, you're a center. Let him play.
Let him go play basketball.
Go to JJ and say, JJ, you know what? Maybe we haven't agreed on how everything's went up until now. But I'm behind you, son. Like, go full Bud Kilmer. Son, I'm behind you. You know, after I took a giant sure. dump on your head. But now Paul Walker's down. All right? Son, I'm behind you. That's what he needs to do with JJ. Just look, hey, I'm with you.
You think he'll believe it?
I don't care.
It's like, yes.
But I would give JJ deserves some minutes, man. He's probably the best athlete on the team. You know? I mean maybe there'd be a higher vertical or something, yep. But I mean, okay, maybe L's got a higher vertical, but he ain't 6'10", 6'8".
Malik.
Yeah. Less. Yeah.
Incredibly less.
Yeah. Like your role player. Less.
Yeah, I don't like his effect on the team.
Uh-uh.
The tempo, like I said,
mm-mm.
I've watched enough games this year and just watched the tempo be totally different. But it's like,
I'm going to tell you now, I've watched you against Hughley twice in the last 12 days. You're not better than Hughley. That's not a question.
Malik versus Hughley makes me, I lose steam on the people who say we don't have a Louisville level roster.
Yeah.
When Malik's out there,
uh-huh.
I can't even fight people who say, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
When I see him falling on every third play, Steve, I can't argue with the person that says, we just don't have the talent.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
I'm getting into the conversation late, but, you know, we're talking about JJ versus Withers,
mm-hmm.
especially with any consideration of the absence of Malik. You know, if we're playing Sydney, which we definitely should be doing, JJ with his length, if he's at the four, mm-hmm. gives us some ability to actually protect the rim off the ball, which Jalen doesn't do and Malik doesn't come close to doing. So having the presence of, you know, the strength and power of, you know, Sydney down low, but the length and the ability to hamper shots, alter shots, or block shots with JJ's length, as well as his ability to shoot from outside, make him a clear choice to be out there much more than, well, certainly if he got there at all, that'd be something.
Doc, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I think everybody's kind of in agreement with that. Like, and make no mistake about it, this is a lot of Jalen's so bad, too. Jalen's so bad that you have to give him a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In game situation. Who am I missing? Who am I missing?
Everyone today? Forgot about Dre.
That's why I laughed.
Golly. I like Dre on our basketball court.
Yeah. Yeah, Dre's going to be more for me.
Yeah, I don't even care.
He had 25 minutes off the bench, I think, last game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
push or more. Right. Like, yeah. Okay. Like, I'm in that range of, like, I'm going to say more. Oh,
yeah,
or,
yeah, he's
I'm, at, I'm
he's,
good where you're at.
He's at the perfect, yeah.
Sam would be more for me, too.
He had 13 last game. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen, why am I guessing? I have the box right in front of me.
Sam plays better when he's out there with guys that play tougher and hard. Like, that's why I think Sam.
He adapts to the energy of the guys around him.
Yeah. That's why I'm like.
I'm sorry. Roosevelt.
More. Yeah.
Hugely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rose, Sidney, Ellis, Davis. Mm-hmm. Like I said, JJ, he gets a shot.
Yeah. I'm not saying you just take JJ from 0 minutes and say, hey, he's a 30-minute guy. Yeah, no, but he's to give him 10. Give him 10 tonight. Let him see what he can do.
There was a story.
Oh, Mason.
Sorry, Mason Moore, too.
I was going to say, yeah.
Mason would be more for me, too.
My Mason is like my coin toss guy, you know? Uh-huh. Like,
I just think we're better with him out there.
Yeah, like...
Did you do Jared West too?
I don't know if we did, but we talked. I don't think we actually did because we talked about him.
I know it's inflated, but like I retweeted this.
Mason and Jared might be fighting. I might lay a basketball down in front of them too and just say y'all battle it out.
Plus minus is totally overrated in hockey, but I did see and I like Mason. I'm kind of torn. I like Jared too, but. There was a stat saying that, like, when the Cards didn't have Malik or Jared on the floor, they were, like, minus 22. If they had one of them on the floor, they were, like, minus 8, which wasn't good. But, I mean, when the two of them aren't on the court, it's a marked number where you have to at least take a look at it. That if one or both of them are not on the court, then, I don't know. But I'm torn because I really like Mason. I've been frustrated with Malik, so
look,
I wouldn't be all, I like without knowing that stat, I wouldn't hate a lineup that had Mason in and Sidney in instead of those two.
No, he waited till we start getting blown out, then put everybody else in, blamed everybody else. we're down by 30, and you playing and you got Jared West and Malik on the bench now. I'm joking. You got to play us out, Nikki, because Steve has been listening to me. Struggle to get to the finish line. So
I'm ready for this Witch.
Oh, man, I forgot. Yeah, we got Witch coming.
Yeah, also, tonight, we got a few things I want to remind people, because after the game tonight, they have the Miller Lite post-game show. Louisville basketball is going to look to bounce back. The Cards play Boston College, and ESPN Louisville is your first place to talk about the Cards. Every game, join Ethan Moore around 9 o'clock for your Miller Lite post-game show on 93.9 The Ville. And the ESPN Louisville app be your first place to take your calls, text, and hear live from Chris Mack. Hopefully, Ethan tonight is talking about a win and hey, what can we do here going forward? So that'll be good. I mean, it's cool, Nick. We'll just sit here, and stare at each other, just three jackasses in a room, just looking at each other.
Why hasn't he played out the music yet?
I gotta time it out, man. I'm sorry.
How long does it take to grab the playout music?
Sorry. Hey, what's your favorite Little Debbie, by the way? I've got a tournament going right now.
Ooh.
On the V show. And there's a bunch of them on.
Will be oatmeal pie.
Oh, God.
Oatmeal cream pie got the highest vote total.
I think really? Fudge round for me.
See, that was Nick Curran's, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, oatmeal pie. They just withstand this test of time.
Yeah.
See, look at that. Little Debbie unites everybody. Cause,
no, Little Debbie's amazing.
Because you're Team Brom, he's Team Satterfield. But you know what? It's like the meme.
Team Satterfield?
The two of you guys come together for fudge rounds. You both agree on fudge rounds.
He had fudge rounds, too?
Fudge rounds was his number one.
Well, then I don't trust his judgment. Give me Swiss cake rolls.
That was one of mine, so yeah. They advanced.
Do you think Brom would be a good coach here?
Depends if he likes Swiss cake rolls.
All right. I'll stay with Swiss cake rolls then.
They are good.
It's a weird way to end the show.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.